It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events,
sports,
arts,
entertainment
topics, automotive topics,
relationships.
It's all here. Now, from belowtopsecret.com, this is the BTS Mix.
Welcome, everybody, to the lucky number 13th edition of the BTS Mix Show. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. Hope everybody had a great week. Doc, how you been doing?
Well, everything was going pretty well until I got dragged to see Sex and the City on Saturday, actually. Which, all in all, it wasn't that bad of a movie. But, man, that mother is 2.5 hours long. And, there's only so much couture you can take for 2.5 hours.
Oh, did you drink your Cosmopolitans right after the movie, Doc?
Oh, not right after them. I brought them in a little thermos to go, man. You got to bring your Cosmos to the Sex and the City movie. Are you kidding me?
Well, school's out for summer for most kids, and I hope that you guys are going to have a great summer if you're listening, and we'll try to keep it fairly PG for the remainder of the summer. Probably not. But, I did spend this weekend, Doc, packing and doing laundry and getting my kid ready for camp.
Camp. Ah, the good old days of camp. Mosquitoes, underage drinking, and many other shenanigans and tomfooleries, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping there's not going to be any underage drinking at this one. But, got her all packed up. Got her sent off. She'll be back probably in about a week. So I'm going to spend some time getting to know this woman who lives with me. What was her name? Oh, yeah, Mo. Yeah. So we need a little connect time. So that's what we're going to be doing this week.
That's good. That's good. And how long does camp last?
Just a week. So this will be until we'll pick her up probably like 1 o'clock on Saturday morning. And then the fun's over. Yeah, it's back to real life. Actually, she'll probably sleep for a couple of days through the weekend. So, yeah, maybe I've got like a few extra hours. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. That'll work out real well for you.
Well, other kids are going to be spending their time at the theaters. Of course, some great movies coming out. The new Hancock movie, and it's not about you, Doc, but I did think it was for just a second.
Oh, it was. They named it after me. They actually called me and said, hey, we're naming a movie after you. Is that cool? And I said, well, you know, you send me a little bit of the proceeds and, you got yourself a deal. And they said, hey, sweet. All right. So, it was pretty nice. It's good to hear your last name every now and again. It's good.
You bet. You bet. And it's got Will Smith in it, who we talked about in the last BTS Mix pod show. And, I love Will Smith. And this one's looking pretty good. This one has kind of the feel of this is a sleeper. You know, it hasn't been really promoted a whole bunch this summer because the big blockbusters, the superhero movies like Iron Man, which of course is still like number 5 at the box office, four or five at the box office this week.
Oh yeah, it's done like $300 bazillion, I think, already, and it's only going to do more.
Yeah, and I think the Batman movie is going to come in right behind that. It's going to do really well. You've got the Incredible Hulk. What else is out there? I mean, there's like two or three others.
Oh, Indiana Jones. You've got Sex and the City that doubled what was expected that they do at the box office over the weekend. A ton of big movies coming out this summer. And then Hancock's going to come out, and it's going to be nuts.
Some neat stuff. Neat stuff going on. And we're going to talk about one of the movies that I think is going to be a real sleeper. But it may surprise people at the box office. And we'll cover that a little bit later. And that's The Happening by M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan.
I could be like Dave Rabbit and go, Shyamalan.
I'm not Shyamalan.
Shyamalan-a-ding-dong. There you go.
Sorry, I did not mean to paint Dave Rabbit as an old coot who might live out in the desert and fire shotguns at squirrels. Sorry.
Even though that may be true.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah, and play butt darts.
Well, I was looking at the Breaking General News Forum, and it was when my girlfriend mentioned this to me the other day. And apparently there is a huge fire burning at Universal Studios in Los Angeles. And this absolutely broke my heart because it's also right on the set of the original Back to the Future movie. So the clock tower is like really on fire now and all that stuff. And they're losing a ton of old archive stuff and a ton of footage and the sound stages. The big King Kong exhibit is going up in flames. And, it just breaks my heart. I mean, so much memorabilia, so much movie history, all just going up in smoke right now. And it's just very, very depressing. I'm kind of bummed out about it, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I tell you what, you never know when lightning's going to strike.
Oh, exactly. They were trying to get 1.21 gigawatts.
And see what happens. But they did say, here's the bright spot of that whole thing, Doc. 50,000, archive tapes and things. They had copies. which is good. I mean, they've got another area where that's stored too, so at least they have a backup. Even the, I think the Ghost Whisperer set went up in flames too. So there were quite a number of buildings that were destroyed in this fire at Universal Studios. Just, I'm glad nobody got hurt.
Where we're going, we don't need sprinkler systems. Apparently not, man. That's too bad. And, you know, I mean, what can you do? I mean, stuff happens, and of course they've got all that stuff backed up, but wow, what a piece of history. And I mean, the Back to the Future movies are some of my favorite movies of all time. I think they're a lot of people's favorite movies, and, you know, it's just sad to see that happen like that. The Psycho house was damaged, and, I mean, you know, talk about it.
My ex-wife? What? My ex-wife's house is gone?
Yes, it's gone. It was eaten up in the fire, too.
I think she still had some of my stuff.
So there was some benefit to it, after all. Everything's good.
Yeah. Will.
Great Scott.
Oh, yeah. Well, we wish everybody well in trying to put all that back together. I would like to see them put the sets, you know, back together, but they may not. I mean, it's just cost-effective-wise, they'll probably just put something else in its place. But that's unfortunate. It really is. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into The Happening by M. Night Shyamalan. There we go. Thank you. Thank you, Dave Rabbit. Now, I've got Dave Rabbit on the brain here. But
too much butt darts. Get you every time.
Too much. The new movie is called The Happening. It's going to be released Friday, June 13th, and it looks pretty scary. It's got Mark Wahlberg in it. That's not the scary part. The scary part, of course, is M. Night's penchant for the plot twist. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Well, yeah, I'm a huge fan of all of his movies, and I was watching Signs the other night, and I hadn't seen it, you know, since it came out initially. What a tremendous movie. You know, it was even better almost a couple of years after seeing it and kind of seeing, because he's as non-contemporary as his movies seem to be, they always seem to hit something right on the head. And, you know, I got to say, I'm really looking forward to this one. I was a huge fan of Signs. Not a lot of people like Lady in the Water, but I loved it. I mean, it's one of my favorites of his. And of course, there's The Village, and that's a great, great movie. If you haven't seen that, get out. And of course, you know, his opus, his masterpiece, The Sixth Sense, you know, I See Dead People. And, you know, he also saw huge box office draws, which was great because he's a really talented filmmaker.
You bet he is. And this is posted in the movies, The Happening, M. Night Shyamalan, by Queen T. Obviously, she's looking forward to it. Now, what you know, who we've talked to before, Oh, Gods, not another M. Night Shyamalan flick. And I'm trying to do his British accent, but I can't do it very well. We kind of got in trouble for our Aussie accent. Everyone hated that.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with all you listeners out there. I mean, what was wrong with my Australian accent? I mean, I thought it was a little rough, but man, I got picked apart for it. I mean, hey, look, it's all in good fun. But I invite, in fact, I'm putting out a challenge to all of our Australian listeners. Come on over and we'll do accents, and I'll study up on my Australian accent. You can do American accents. We can rock British accents. We can do Swahili accents. We can do whatever sort of accents, you know. And just have a little accent competition. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So maybe we get that started.
I think we should have them fly us over, Doc. Yeah, so we could get the feel of what it's like to really speak Australian. That would be cool.
That sounds great. We could visit the monolith and, you know, do other things. That'd be great.
Hey, don't they have Fraggle Rock there?
I think they do have Fraggle Rock there. Cool. That's another big attraction to go to Australia.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, well, anyway, back to what you know. He says, Oh, Gods, not another M. Night flick. Man, hasn't anyone told this guy his movies are terrible? Oh, come on, what you know? I mean, with the notable exception of The Sixth Sense, his movies have all been terrible wastes of film. Okay, I think Doc and I both are going to go, I really did. There's some good movies out there. I liked the majority of them. I thought Unbreakable was a cool movie. Oh. I liked Bruce Willis in that. That was great.
I totally forgot about Unbreakable. Well, you know, that's the only movie of his that I never got around to seeing, and I keep meaning to see it because I heard it was pretty good. But, you know, I mean, M. Night's one of those people where you like him or you don't. You either like his style of movie making or you don't. And, you know, a lot of people just don't like to be tricked, and that's unfortunately kind of what he's become known for. But I think, you know, he's just, above all and above anything else, just a really great storyteller. I mean, he really knows how to lay a plot out. He always has, you know, that really kind of cool twist at the end. But, I mean, more so, he's a great metaphor writer. And again, I think he's a really contemporary writer for our times, you know. So, what you know, maybe go back, study him a little bit, you know, get into the whole M. Night Shyamalan, atmosphere and really dive in, man. And we'll get back maybe and have a discussion about M. Night sometime.
I Open Doors likes his style. However, Sky Floating does not. So, I mean, you either fall on one side of the fence or the other, it looks like. You either like his movies or you don't. But I'm personally a fan. I like his stuff. But now this kind of takes me to another place. About 2004, Doc, I don't know if you saw this sci-fi controversial takeoff. It was a documentary on M. Night. Just incredible. And they evidently, M. Night granted these two filmmakers, Nathaniel Kahn and Colm Green, access to him and then just kind of discuss some things. But then they started asking questions. And the way this came out at the end was, M. Night didn't want to have anything to do with them because they'd uncovered some things and were asking questions about, you know, why did you write Lady in the Water? What were your early childhood experiences? What drove you to this? And then it looked like every movie that he was making were different experiences that he'd had earlier in life that had affected him in a tremendous way. And it really started getting creepy, almost like one of his movies.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it really kind of panned it out to be this, you know, this really excellently well-made documentary. And, when I finished watching it, I was like, man, I had no idea that this guy was so creepy. And it almost gave him this supernatural flair almost. It reminded me a little bit of the Blair Witch Project, just in, you know, that kind of underlying creepiness about the whole documentary. And I got all into it. I was like, man, oh, I'm going to follow this guy. You know, I'm going to be really interested in whatever he does. And, you know, it turns out it was this viral promotion. But, man, did that work or what?
That's kind of what I thought, too, with the Blair Witch feel, because they were shooting The Village at the time, and they were also documenting what they were doing with The Village. But I think some of those things actually happened in his life, and he incorporates those in his movies. I'm kind of curious about, you know, the latest, The Happening, because it looks very apocalyptic. And from what we can tell about the movie, this one is something to do about some event is taking place, and there's certain different stages that people go through. They lose speech, they lose the ability to kind of move, and then they commit suicide, which is rather freaky, and these other folks are trying to escape whatever is happening. So I'm curious to see this movie.
Well, it's supposed to be like a terrorist attack, isn't it? I mean, that's the impression I got from it.
Something happens. I mean, they've thrown the word terrorist attack, they've thrown the word, you know, some type of viral infection, biological thing, maybe. I don't know. There's not enough details. When I checked the website the other day, I didn't really see a lot of details on the plot line, so I'll have to go back as we get closer to the movie and pull up some of the details on what's going on actually in the plot, some little snippets, a little more that they give you from the marketing folks.
Yeah. No, that one shot where the people are jumping off of the top of the building, that's amazing. That's a great shot. I can't wait to see what this is all about.
All right. Well, this is going to lead us into a movie theater rant. This was posted by Chisler, the super moderator, and Rant, a Movie Theater Rant, says, having gone out to the movies tonight, I think I need to say this, harmless rant. It's a Tuesday night, and we went to the 9 p.m. film. Obviously, didn't expect to be busy, so when we arrived at the theater, it wasn't a surprise that we were the only two people there. A few minutes later, just before the film started, two older women came into the theater. Now, I would say it held about 200 or 300 people. Only two seats were taken. Would you believe that these two women chose the two seats next to my girlfriend and I? We all just sat there quietly for a minute. Then they finally said, is it weird we sat right next to you guys considering the whole theater is empty? I gave an unconvincing, half-hearted no and just let it go. Hardly ruined the evening or anything, but I couldn't believe that at all the seats they would have chosen, they intentionally walked to the far side of the theater and right to the back and sat in the two seats next to us. Not the 20 or 30 other empty seats in the row. Had fun tonight, though, so, and that's kind of freaky.
Yeah, you know, and man, I got to tell you, I can go on forever about ranting on movie theaters. I live next to the most ghetto movie theater in the entire world, and I swear, I it's so close to me, and it's so convenient. I mean, I live in Queens here, and I almost will refuse to go see movies there, just because it's full of awkward people like that. I mean, they're just everywhere. And, you know, in New York alone, you've got a mixed grab bag. I mean, some movie theaters are great. You've got like the Ziegfeld and there's one on the Upper East Side that's great. And there's one on the Upper West Side that's great. But, you know, you go to some of these. I mean, I went to go see the premiere of Indiana Jones, The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I'd been waiting for this movie for a year. I had, you know, followed everything about it, been to the website, downloaded the pictures. I was so excited when they released anything, a teaser, a trailer, a poster, whatever. I was there. I get there, opening night, I'm there. I pre-order my tickets, so you know, I stand in line, I show up an hour early, get into the movie theater, get in our seats, get some popcorn, get everything going. The previews start, and there's no sound. And it keeps going, and it keeps going, and there's still no sound. And I missed the new Dark Knight trailer, and I was kind of upset about that. And then finally some guy came in and said, we're fixing the sound, we're not going to start the movie, you know. So then they start the little turn off your cell phones thing, and there was sound, and I was like, great. And then Indiana Jones started, and then the sound cut off. And the first 2 minutes of the movie, I was soundless. And it just put me in such a rotten mood. I'm almost wondering if I didn't enjoy the movie as much as I could have, because it was just such a stupid experience. And then forget about the people who are sitting around you who have to talk on their cell phones and eat their stuff and do all this. Oh, it just drives me crazy. You know, I'd just rather sit at home now and watch movies. I'm sick of going out, and you've got to spend $12 on top of it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, that's just for the tickets. You know, then you're going to, you know, I mean, you're $20 for popcorn, candy, if you want a drink. And yeah, and then if people bring their kids in, and I'm not opposed to you bringing your kids to the movie. This is almost a little rant for me, but don't bring infants. If you can't get a babysitter, maybe just wait till the DVD comes out, because if your baby starts crying, which they may do, they may not. I've actually had some good babies in the theater, and they just sit there the whole thing and don't say anything. But then I've had some that scream the entire time, and it's like, would you take a hint from your child and walk out of the theater and take care of business, because you're ruining it for 500 people in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of my little rants. But, you know, Access Denied wrote, well, this is a freaky thread. Last night I went to the 9 p.m. show to see Indiana Jones, and it was quite the opposite. Actually, we had bought tickets to the 8 p.m. show, but the theater was packed, so we switched to the 9 p.m. It was quite full with about 15 seats left. Our theater has 7 cinemas, and each seats about 100 people. I have to say, though, Chisler, that's a little bit weird. Possibly the ladies thought it would be rude to sit elsewhere. Some people like, you know, chatting and being around other people. I don't know.
It drives me crazy to the point now where I, you know, I was talking to my grandparents, and they were telling me, you know, back in the 50s, back in the 40s, you went to see a movie and it was an event. I mean, you got dressed up, everybody was quiet, everybody was polite, and it was truly an event. I mean, it was a magical experience for everybody. You know, now people come and they talk and they do all this stuff and they snap their gum, and it just doesn't have that same magic anymore, because it's all about the money now. It's all about how many people can we pack into these seats? How much can we charge for popcorn? How much can we charge for admission? You know, and it's kind of sad to see everything kind of go that way. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being sentimental. I might be.
Well, I remember going to John Wayne movies when I was a kid. Now, I'm not going to date myself too much, but I would say it's a long time ago. But I that's when kids could actually get into, you know, PG-rated movies. They didn't really slap you too much for that. But I remember going in there, and it was an event. I remember when Herbie came out, and they actually, you know, had little promotional Volkswagens that they would park in the movie theaters. And we would go and watch those great movies. And it was fun. I mean, it is magical. And I think for kids, it still is when you have a great show or a great movie, things like that. And Disney was great about that in the 60s and 70s. But it's rare that you're going to find that kind of experience anymore. Iron Man, I would say, though, comes really close. I think the new Batman series is going to come really close. I haven't seen the new Narnia, but the magic of that filmmaking, The Lord of the Rings, obviously, was a gold standard in that bringing the whole audience into that fantasy world. So some of the movies hold that today, just like they did way back when, but maybe something has to do with our age now. Maybe we've grown a little cynical. Maybe we've lost that childlike innocence that we had way back when, you know, hey, movies were cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we've got some more great topics and some very, very exciting interviews on the horizon. Stay tuned.
Being part of the revolution is easy. Star, flag, and dig the mother. Whether you find a great topic or really enjoy one of our podcasts, you can make it even better by taking the time to show your appreciation and applause by giving the material a star, then flag, and finally a dig. This will draw attention to the thread or podcast, and by doing so, you're making a difference and improving the ATS, BTS, and Above Politics experience. So remember, when you find a great thread or podcast, star, flag, and dig the mother. Thanks for being part of the revolution from your friends at the Above Networks, LLC.
All right, we're back with the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And joining us right now, we have a very special guest on the phone with us right now. And somebody you might recognize from around the BTS forums. We have Lumbozo joining us. Welcome, Lumbozo. Thanks for hanging out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on the air, guys.
We're glad to have you here. Now, we had some technical difficulties. We were actually going to record you yesterday, and you had an invader, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I have my dog, whose real name is Max, but I love him locally on BTS. I call him Ya Bastard, and he was definitely a bastard yesterday. He came in and chewed my whole office up.
Oh, my gosh. Got into your computer stuff, too?
A couple USB cables, my microphone, unfortunately, and a whole ream of paper. This freaking dog ate a whole ream of paper.
What kind of dog do you have?
Well, I rescued him from a shelter, actually. And at first we thought he was a mutt, and then we found out he's a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Oh, cool.
Oh, he's major. Cool. He's dumb as a blade of grass, but he's a very good dog.
You know, I had one just like that, and for for Mother's Day for my wife, I gave him back to the people that gave him to my mom. Yeah. I don't know why they decided to give an 84-year-old woman a 160, this is maxed out weight, probably 160, 180-pound Newfoundland puppy. This thing was the most, and so I saved him. I actually rescued my mom from him. Brought him home, and he has destroyed everything. I mean, gas barbecue pits. If you can imagine somebody taking a barbecue pit and destroying it, that's what this dog did. Ripped the doors off the storage shed, ate fertilizer, ate Amdro. I mean, the thing, and he's still walking, but he destroyed the backyard. So for Mother's Day, for my wife, I said, hey, honey, we're giving the dog back. And she was like, oh, that's the nicest thing you could have done for me.
Oh, man.
I bet he's got some sort of superpowers now, though, eating all that fertilizer. You probably see him flying around the Westland, Texas area.
Oh, yeah. Well, either that or, you know, he poops in five different shades of Technicolor, I guess.
Say, Lumbozo's going to have a good time cleaning up all those paper craps that his dog is leaving around, a whole ream of paper. It's a bigger mess than it was actually happening later on. You have mess part two coming up, I think.
Oh, I can't wait. Woohoo.
Well, you know, at least you've got, you know, a paper shredder now. You don't have to go out and buy one.
You know, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a project this dog will love, and it will serve a purpose, too. Well, tell us a little bit about you, Mr. Lumbozo.
Oh, wait a minute. My best friend in the world's coming in. Come here, dude.
Hey, well, hey, bring him on. We'll say hi.
Come on. Say hello.
Who are you talking to?
Talking to my friends. Come here. Say hello.
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 They're saying hello.
I can't hear them.
Can't hear them? Okay, here. Hold on. I bet you can hear them now.
Hi there.
Say hello, Nick.
Hi.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing, buddy?
Good.
Sweet.
He's like, this is weird. The computer's talking to me.
Yeah, right. So anyway, your original question was before my bud came in?
Oh, that's all right. Well, obviously, you have a best friend named Nick. And tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, there's not really a whole heck of a lot to tell. Obviously, most of the people here know me from BTS. I'm a forum mod, and I'm very proud of that. And I do go on the ATS, and I dive into a lot of the really harsh subjects, a lot of the politically incorrect subjects. But I'm a BTS guy. Constantly, I write about my real-life subjects. I write about a lot of crazy stories that are so off the wall that I'm really worried about myself when I read about them.
No. It's therapy, my friend. You know, since you brought that up, I want to say I really enjoyed the post that you did about, what was it, something about tough guy. Somebody had threatened a mentally handicapped person.
Yep.
And you stepped up and said, we're not going to do that.
The title of that thread actually was called Come on, Tough Guy. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you can either sit back and watch somebody get hurt or you just take care of it yourself. And I'm one of those people that, you know, if you see something that's going wrong, you just got to make it right.
Well, that was a great thread. And anybody, I suggest you read that. You're going to get a little bit of insight on Lumbozo. So tell us a little bit about how you found BTS ATS.
Well, actually, it's rather simple. By accident, when I was at work, I heard some people talking about chemtrails. And I decided, okay, I'm going to go on and I'm going to see a little bit about what the heck this is. Is it real? Is it not? And I did a Google search. And I went on to, again, Google, and I found ATS. So I lurked for quite a while, to be honest with you. And I finally logged on, did a couple bizarre posts.
Let's listen to the song.
No, we'll listen to that song later, dude. And then, you know, I started to do a bunch of threads, and a couple of the mods kept putting my stuff into BTS. And frankly, I was offended. And, you know, because I always considered BTS the little sister. I was an ATS snob. So I decided, okay, I want to go check BTS out. And I went over, and I took a look, and I saw, you know, wait, this is all right. And I started to post a little bit, and I got addicted to BTS. And I got to tell you, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here, when I say that at least 70% of my posts are in BTS. I'm a BTS junkie. ATS is wonderful because you can go in and you can have incredible debates. You can talk about aliens and UFOs and, you know, just about anything you want to talk about. And you have to really be on your high end to go against some of the members that are coming right back at you. The thing I like about BTS, and please don't take this the wrong way, I'm not saying that the intelligence level is lower, but what I am saying is that it's more relaxed. You know, I can go and tell a joke. I can tell a story about a life story that happened to me. And everybody comes back with a smile on their face. And it's kind of like being on a vacation. You know, I don't know how else to say it.
It makes 100% sense. And that's, you know, that's a big part of what, you know, brought me into BTS. And, you know, Lombozo, I've noticed you have a wide variety of posts. I mean, you have some very funny posts. I love your, I call it your In Stuff series. You know? And, you know, I love those. And those are always very insightful. But I also noticed that you have you're pretty deeply rooted and connected with, a military and particularly your father. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that, because I've always found those posts extremely insightful and very relevant, you know, to whatever's going on. And I don't know if you wanted to talk a little bit about that.
You know what? I would be honored to talk about my father. My father, he retired as Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Army. He died of cancer just 5 months ago. And, you know, unfortunately, it takes a bad event such as death to really realize just how special a person is. You know, I grew up in a military household. I was military myself. And Dad, I'm just going to say this on the air because I hope the entire world hears this. You have no idea how much I respect you and how much I love you. And I wish I said it while you were alive. He was the man that I wish I could be, and I'll never be my dad, ever. He was on a plane to Cuba going for the Bay of Pigs, and he was turned around mid-flight. They called it back. One of the things that he was the most proud of, he has a photo of himself shaking hands with JFK. He was on duty when he was getting ready to board the plane. Dad, I love you, man. I really do.
Well,
I don't know what else to say.
Your Memorial Day post was really spectacular, and you know, it was very short and very simple, but said so much, and I really enjoyed it. So, you know, keep up the good work on that end. That's really fantastic stuff.
Thank you.
Now, Lombozo, obviously, there's a lot of division in this country right now, but I think that, I mean, you would agree with me that the most important thing is supporting the men and women who are defending and doing their jobs in the U.S. military. Any message for them?
First off, I want to say you couldn't have said it any better, my friend. My message to them is Godspeed. I support every single one of you, and I'll be the first one to say I don't support the war. I do not. I think it's wrong. And frankly, I'm going to go way out on a limb here. I think that we won the war, 2 months into it, when we pulled the statue of Saddam down, and now we're nothing but safety monitors. There are brave men and women who are getting maimed, who are getting killed, whose parents who have nothing more than a folded flag to remember them by. I stand up. I salute you. I think that you guys are the best, man. And I'm a little bit too old. I'm a 45-year-old, middle-aged, balding, fat man. Guys, you're doing great. And I thank you. Thank you for everything you do for our country.
And that goes for us, too. We support you 100%, guys and ladies.
Oh, absolutely, 150%. I mean, you know, I don't think you can ever disagree that, you know, I mean, these guys are doing their jobs, and they're doing a hell of a job doing it. And, you know, to sit around and to criticize, you know, the kind of job that they're doing is you know, really just a detriment. And it's, you know, I feel really strongly about this, that, you know, regardless of whether or not you agree with your government, you should always support, you know, the soldiers who are out fighting for you, because that's ultimately what they're doing. So, you know, hats off and keep up the good work, guys, if, you know, if you're listening. So thanks.
And frankly, I'd like to bring up something, you know, something I'd like to ask a favor of all the members here who are listening. When you see one of the brave men and women who are serving, and they're wearing their uniform, and you realize who they are, and they're in the store, they're riding the bus, they're doing whatever it is that you're doing, just go up and say thank you and shake their hand. I do that every day. And you really can make a difference. Just say thank you.
We all remember what happened to the veterans that came home from Vietnam, and how the media really turned that war, but in not necessarily a great way. The administration at that time really didn't do anything to speed the end of the war. It was more like product testing, and our people weren't allowed to do the job that they were trained to do. And I'm afraid that's kind of what we're doing now. We're more of a police action over there than really just kind of letting these people take over their own future. And now we're looking at maybe going into Iran. There's probably plans to go into Pakistan to keep the Islamic radicals from getting their hands on nuclear weapons. I mean, it is a long road out of Eden, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and you echoed what I had said earlier. I had already said that I see our troops over there as nothing more than safety monitors. And, you know, I'm not taking away anything from what they're doing. It's just, you read the stories where they have to go digging through piles of trash just to get the right kind of armor. I'm very unhappy with the way things are going. If I was chosen to go there, I would be there in a heartbeat. I was trained to do my job, and I would have done it. Just, I was lucky enough to be young enough for the first war and too old for the second. This is a subject I have a real tough time talking about. Men and women, thank you very much. You guys are the best, man, and you have nothing but my respect, and I stand up and salute you every day.
Yeah, us too, for sure. All right, well, let's go on a lighter note, Mr. Lombozo, and let's talk about some of the forums that you enjoy posting in.
Oh, man. I guess my favorite one is the jokes, pranks, and puns. I'm in general chit-chat all the time. Again, 70-80% of my posts are in BTS, and, you know, as you had said earlier, I have the very poignant posts, and I have the posts that are so incredibly off the wall that I worry myself when I read them.
Well, hey, man, you know, off the wall, you know, like we were talking about earlier, it kind of works out to be free therapy. I mean, if you've got something on your mind, you know, one thing you can say about BTS is that you'll never be alone here, and there will always be someone who will have something to say about something, and you can feel pretty secure and safe knowing that whatever you put up there, no matter how far out it is, you know, you're going to get some good response and some good feedback from it, no doubt.
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you. I mean, when I write a lot of my stories, I don't even want responses. I'm a wannabe writer. I really wish that I was discovered, and I'd love to be the next Stephen King, blah, blah, blah. The thing that scares me a lot of times is when I'm doing the off-the-wall posts is I just sit down and I sit at my keyboard, and somebody could say something about a stapler. They could say something about a time machine. They could say something about tape dispenser. And I just sit down and I write. I don't have any foresight. I don't have any thought about where it's going to go. My fingers just fly. And I'm pretty much amazed at where it ends up myself. You know, I have the real life stories, and the real life stories are stories that really did happen. And you can define the two, obviously. But I kind of worry about myself. Like, where in the hell am I going when I write these off the wall stories? You know, and I have, if I might be so bold, I have a little bit of a following on BTS, and you know, it's really nice to see somebody write back once in a while, you know, saying, you know, this was great. You made me laugh. You made me smile. And while I'll never be famous and I'll never be rich and I'll never be great, blah, 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 it's really nice to get a little bit of recognition and to know that I made somebody smile. That makes me happy.
Well, hey, man, Stephen King had to start somewhere. I don't think for a second that, you know, he didn't write his first page and go, where the hell did that come from? So keep it up, man, and keep writing. I mean, it's great stuff, and you never know where it'll take you.
Well, thank you.
We were off air just a second ago, and Doc and I are really working on really building the show. I know that we're only like 13 episodes into this, but we have a blast doing it, and we hope the listeners are having fun with it. But we're trying to even build it anymore, make it a little more interactive. And we've kind of got something cool planned, and it involves Las Vegas.
Well, let's talk.
We're going to have a guy on in just a little bit, and he's going to be telling us a little bit about Vegas. I mean, everybody wants to save a little bit of money this year. Gas prices are really putting a crimp in everybody's vacation plans. So we're going to have some information about maybe some members joining Doc and I in Las Vegas coming up.
Lombozo.
Spencer, I got a feeling we're gonna have a ton of friends here coming up. We're going to have people calling us all the time.
Hey, well, I'm good with that. I just need somebody to arrange an Area 51 tour for you and me, Doc.
You know what? I was curious. I'd really like to bring something up, something that I've been pounding the boards with for a long time. I do it, you know, on the moderator's thread. I do it in BTS, and I throw it out there very often. One of the things I'd really like to do to anybody that's listening to this, I want you to come in and start contributing more to BTS. BTS is an absolutely amazing side of the Above Network. It truly is. It's until you really try it, it's something that you don't think about. And I'm asking a favor from everybody that's listening to this. Come on over to BTS and check us out. Come on over and check it out, because it's a lot more than any other site out there right now.
Yeah, and everybody that contributes, I mean, that makes the site even better, and that's what, you know, the whole network, the Above Network, is looking at doing. I mean, I can't tell you everything that's going to be going on, but there's some really cool things that are going to be going on. And to be a part of that revolution, to be a part of this whole movement, it's going to be great.
I totally agree.
Where else can you talk about recipes, then talk about your favorite car, then go in and tell a joke? You know, I mean, there's just a little bit of something for everybody. And you know, the deeper you get into it, the more fun you have. And it's awesome. I love it.
And you know what? I mean, I'm even going to stress that out a little bit further. We have the rant thread. If there's something that happened to you during the day and it pisses you off, you go in and you talk about it. You have to remember there are TNCs. And, you know, you need to follow and obey by the TNCs. But if there's something that bothers you, you talk about it. General chit-chat, you can talk about anything you want. You want to tell a joke. You want to talk about your favorite TV show. You want to talk about a movie that's coming up. You can do that, and you're not going to have anybody coming down on you, calling you a hoaxer, this, that, or the other thing. It's a place that you can just go and talk like you and I are talking right now, guys.
Yeah, it's a nice community.
Yes, very well said, sir.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a rant, though. I did want to include you in on this, Lombozo, because I know you get fired up about this, too. Doc, are you ready for this?
No, I'm ready.
Okay. So here in West Texas, we're going to have like 10 straight days of well over 100-degree weather. And it usually does this every May. Every May we'll have like a week or two where it's just well over 100 degrees. And out here, hey, it's just dry. Everything's on. Yeah.
Hey, dude, it's June.
Oh, well, okay, it started in May. Okay, so it's a little late this year. Okay, I stand corrected. Thank you, Lombozo. So around May, it starts getting hotter here and goes over well over 100 degrees, and it starts to, you know, sort of cool down during the regular summer months. But it never fails that right after this starts happening, somebody forgets and leaves an infant in their car while they go and do something mundane, and they forget about the kid in sweltering heat. Some of them die. Some of them, recently, I guess it was a few days ago, earlier this week, a lady leaves her six-month-old in the car. It's over 100. That's not here. It's actually, this is in Arizona. Leaves her kid in the car, over 100 degrees. Somebody actually finds the baby, gets him out in time. But she'd already been in the store for 25 minutes.
Yeah, this is completely unacceptable. I mean, you know, you just got to take some responsibility and you know, realize your surroundings. I mean, use some common sense. And this goes for everything. You know, this isn't just leaving your kid in the car when it's hot. You know, this goes for absolutely everything. Use common sense. Understand your surroundings and understand, the consequences of your surroundings on people you love. I mean, it's simple common sense, and everybody could, you know, turn it up a little notch when it comes to that.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. Anybody who knows me, anybody who reads my threads realizes just how much my son means to me. I can't even imagine forgetting him for 10 seconds. I'm one of these people that actually puts the rearview mirror down so I can watch him in the back seat. When it comes to that type of thing, when it comes to anything that involves a child, whether it's something, you know, so heinous that it's rape or murder or something like what you're speaking of, you leave him in a car in 100-degree weather, in my opinion, that's just egregious. There's no excuse for it. I have absolutely zero forgiveness, and I'm a very forgiving man. You just don't hurt a child. You just don't do it. And I don't care what the circumstances. I don't care if you lost your job. I don't care if you're having troubles at home. If you have someone in the back seat who is single digits, double digits, doesn't matter as far as age goes, you don't forget about them, man. They have to come first. I'm sorry. They just come first.
And this happens every year. So this is your public service from Doc and Spencer and Lombozo, okay?
Don't forget your kids.
Don't forget your kids. And you know, somebody even mentioned this. They said, you know, I put a thing, when I had my kid, I would put something on my seatbelt so I would remember. Somebody else suggested, hey, you take a stuffed animal, you put it in the child seat when they're not in there. When you put your child in there, then you put the stuffed animal in the front. At least you have a cue to remember. If you were that forgetful, at least you have something to remember. Hey, there's a little person in my back seat and it's like blazing outside. I probably shouldn't forget them. Do something like that. But please, just even if you think you're only going to be in the store for a minute, don't take them with you. They're not an inconvenience, and you could save their life and save yourself some jail time. So please take care of your kids out there. And that's my rant.
Amen.
And moving on to another little topic, Lombozo, I have a bit of a bone to pick with you. I got to tell you, I read your post about the NHL playoffs, and quick question for you, my friend. Did you happen to catch Game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs? I noticed there was one team that wasn't in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and there was another team in there who seems to be doing some miraculous things that you're not a big fan of. What's going on with that?
Here, no. Here is a definition of an exasperated sigh.
Well responded. Well responded. I digress.
I mean, everybody knows I'm a huge Flyers fan. And Benevolent Tyrant, we all know him as Ed. He's a friend of mine. He's a Red Wings fan. Product of poor parenting, I'm afraid. I bet him a pizza that the Flyers would go further, and unfortunately I owe him a pizza. Hope you don't choke on it, Ed. And as far as the Penguins go, Elevated One, who is another very good friend of mine, Jerry, I need to change the subject. This is just too tough.
it's too depressing. Let's go on to another subject. All right,
please.
We've got one more thing we want to do while you're on the phone. Now, you've heard about Silent Shadow, right?
Yes.
Silent Shadow is like the resident movie file. He has won the majority of the BTS Mix screen test, right?
I think he's won all of them, hasn't he?
No, I think there's like two other people that might have snuck in. But he's like in the Australian time zone, so I think he can. When Dave puts the show up, then he's the first one to listen to it and goes, "Oh, okay, well, not a problem." Either that or he's Steven Spielberg. We're not sure. We haven't quite ruled out the Steven Spielberg thing. So we're going to try to stump Mr. Silent Shadow right now with the BTS screen test.
Let's go.
And I'm hoping I got a good one this week because, you know, again, you know, we really got to get this Silent Shadow guy where he sleeps, I think. You know, it's so let's give this a shot here. And remember, this is worth 500 points if you can guess who this actor is. This particular person, hoping the sun will come out tomorrow, got footloose on the dance floor and married a producer star. A total trendsetter, this person's career has certainly not failed to launch. Who is this person? Could be worth 500 points. And that's the BTS mixed screen test.
Nice.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't have a clue. So Doc's going to have to tell me off air who the heck he's talking about.
Am I allowed to win this one?
Not on the air. That wouldn't be very fair. I think you'd get some complaints about that one.
Good luck on that one. Post where you find this audio cast, this podcast, and good luck to you. Mr. Lombozo, thank you so much, and I'm glad we finally got a chance to visit with you.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me, and if you'll have me again, I'd be more than welcome.
Anytime, man. Thanks for coming by and chatting with us. We had a blast.
All right, brothers.
All right, now it's time to check in with one of our very own hip cats that I've known for several years and worked with for several years, but he's brand new to the BTS mix. I'm talking about Mr. Vacation, Jay Ellis. Hey, Jay, what's going on in Las Vegas, buddy?
You name it, it happens here. It happens here. We've got everything from conventions to Barbara Streisand. I mean, you know, from one extreme to the other. This is the place to be.
I've been out there a few times with you guys and always had a great time. And, you know, a lot of people may be thinking, well, you know, I need to cut back on my vacation budget because, you know, of gas prices and stuff like that. Well, you guys have got a pretty great deal going on right now, don't you?
Yeah, let me tell you what we do here. We're the Las Vegas Vacation Authority. And basically, our whole reason for being is to bring people out to Las Vegas so that they can find out why this is the number one tourist destination in America. You know, Spence, I didn't know if you knew that 35 million people a year come out to Las Vegas.
I knew that, and I also know how much money they spend out there, too.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? It might surprise you to find out, though, the average gambler that walks in this town, Alan brings about $530 in their pocket. That's the average gambling budget, if you can believe that. And if you were to stand there and interview people that got off the plane, only 5% of the people that get off an airplane actually say that they are there to gamble. 95% of them say it's for another reason. Of course, what they don't tell you is that 87% of them wind up gambling. But when they get there, only 5% will admit to actually having, you know, come here to actually try their luck, so to speak. But let me tell you what we're doing. Actually, what we've done is that we've got an agreement. We worked up a special package with some of the Las Vegas resorts to get people out here. It's absolutely complimentary. This is what I want the listeners to understand. This doesn't cost them a nickel, not a dime. Actually, come out for 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas. We give them $100 in complimentary slot play. They get 2-1 dinner comps. We try to ensure that they have the best time possible. And the nice thing about it, as I said, it doesn't cost them a nickel. And you know, you mentioned something earlier. Money's tight. You know, money's tight. You're out there, you're working hard, you're busting your fanny. You know, you need to take a break once in a while and get away. And what better way to do it than on someone else's dime?
And I've really enjoyed the time that I've spent out in Las Vegas. I mean, the Bellagio, going through New York. And last time, actually, I got to tell you, the last time I had a little budget set aside. I was just going to spend, you know, a couple of $100 on gambling. And that's my throwaway money. That was my play money that I could just go out and play slots or whatever. And I ended up coming out ahead. I mean, I would play stuff and just boom, I would hit stuff left and right. I mean, that was probably one of the most fun times I've had in Vegas, but it wasn't all just gambling. Like you said, there's different casinos to see. There's tons of shows that you guys have out there, too.
You know what? I'll tell you something. We've got Cher out here now. We've got Bette Midler. If you want to see the Elton John show, you can see that. I mean, it goes from one spectrum to the other. And you haven't lived until you've been to a Cirque du Soleil production. That's absolutely phenomenal. And you know what? The listeners probably don't know about your last trip out here is that I have it on tape. And I can't be bribed. You should see some of the stuff. We won't talk about the underwear on the head standing in the shower.
Hey, Jay, what happens in Vegas stays off YouTube, okay?
All right, we won't go into that. But let me tell you this. This is what we want to do. Now, you're listening to us talk right now. We set up a special number for your listeners, and they're going to call this number. When they call it, they're going to get a reservation agent. These people are standing by. They're going to set up a reservation for you here in Vegas. You can set this up for any time you want. If you want to coordinate it with a UFC fight, you know, that ultimate fighting is absolutely hot in this town. I'm telling you, we have fights going on, championship bouts going on all the time. You name it, it's going on. But my point is that you can coordinate this with a concert, whatever you want. You come out, we're going to pick up the room. We're going to give you $100 in complimentary slot play. Now, that right there could win you some money. But we're also going to give you a two-for-one dinner come. So bring that special someone, impress her, come out to Las Vegas on our dime. I'm going to give you a number here. Everybody's standing by. You can call this number. It's 1-800-896-5744. Let me get it again. Grab your pen and write this down. You don't want to miss this, and it's not going to be available that long. 1-800-896-5744. 800-896-5744. That'll get you the Las Vegas Vacation Authority. They're the ones that have set this up with the resorts here in town. When you come in, when you call that number, they'll actually set up a vacation for you. You pick the date. They'll make the reservations, and you're on your way to Las Vegas.
That's right. So if you're listening to this show right now, the BTS Mix, you can take advantage. They set up a special number just for this show. So you call that, and they'll pick up the room, give you $100 worth of slots, too, which is great, and two-for-one meals. That's nice, Jay. That's some nice stuff. But that's not all that we're doing, is it?
No, it's not all. It's not all. In fact, you guys are going to be actually out here doing your show from Vegas. So we're looking forward to that, and who knows? You might bring along a couple of people.
I think we might be even. We talked a little bit about maybe some members coming.
Absolutely, and you know what? I'll tell you something. Let's do this. Let's see how many people out there are paying attention right now. Anybody that calls, mention the broadcast. Let's throw in two tickets to a show on the Strip. How about that?
Hey, that'll work.
Let's give away two tickets to a Las Vegas show, the 3 days and two nights, two-for-one dinner comps, and $100 in complimentary slot play. You're going to get it. Mention the show. Mention this broadcast when you call. It's 800-896-5744. You're coming to Vegas. It's not going to cost you a nickel. And, you know, Spence, the thing I want everybody to understand is everybody that calls is going to get one of these. We're not a timeshare organization or anything like that. We want you to come to Las Vegas, check this city out, find out why we're number one in America.
Sweet stuff. Hey, Jay, I appreciate it. We look forward to coming out to Las Vegas and doing the show. Now, for all the BTS listeners right now, Doc and I are going to be doing our show out there. If you'd like to come out when we do our show, that's fine. Or if you want to schedule it around a concert or whatever, that's fine. I mean, this is just for the BTS listeners. If you're listening to this show, you can take advantage of this deal, which is a good thing. Now, we're also going to be giving a chance for you to come to Vegas, and they're going to pick up the tab, okay? We'll tell you more about that. Be looking for the post where you can enter this contest. It's going to be great, and you can join me and Doc as we broadcast live from Las Vegas. Jay, we're looking forward to it, buddy.
We are, too, and it won't be too long. We'll be making more memories, and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
And stays off YouTube. Thank you, Jay.
All right, bud.
All right, that does it for this edition of the BTS Mix Show. For Doc Hancock, I'm Spencer Tracy.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.